The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, good early or late afternoon, everyone, as we welcome in here to Creston High School for high school basketball for you in the Hawkeye 10 play as the Atlantic Trojans come a call in here to Creston here this evening as we bring you this hoops game for you. Of course, we had Iowa Hawkeye basketball on a little bit earlier this afternoon. The Hawkeyes picked up a big emphatic win at home over Iowa, so a good start there to your basketball day, and we'll hope that the Trojans can get us a victory here this evening. This was a very close game the first time these two teams played, and we'll hope to have another good one here for you tonight. Chris Parks along with you here on the broadcast here this evening. Also, Rod Christensen will be joining me as well, and we'll be bringing you the broadcast here on the radio, of course, at AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web at KJAN.com with live audio. We also have live audio on your smartphones if you download the free KJAN app in the iTunes or the Google Play Store. And then as soon as you open the app up, you can hear the live streaming audio there. And we also have live video for you as well that is available online at KJAN.com. Go to the TV page at KJAN.com. Once you get there, you'll see a box there that has a little play icon on it. Just click the play button, and that'll load right up for you, and you can catch the video stream of the broadcast here tonight as well as we bring you this varsity matchup between Creston and Atlantic. And thanks for joining us here for this ball game. We'll take a look here at how things shaped up the first time these two teams play. Then we'll take a break, come back, and look at the lineups and some of the individual numbers. But first time these teams matched up was back on December 13th, so it was before the holiday break early on in the year. And it was a close game, a four-point contest, 43-39. Creston picked up the victory as they outscored Atlantic by 6 points in the fourth quarter, 14-8. It was a quick start for the Trojans. They got out to a five-point lead after the first quarter, 13-8, and then they left led by four at halftime. But it was Creston then clawing back into that one, outscored them by two in the third and then by six in the fourth quarter to pick up that close victory. And some good performances for both teams. Ryan Hawkins had a big game that first time around for Atlantic, scoring 15 points on 6 of 9 shooting from the field. He also knocked down a triple in that one, and he came down with 7 rebounds to lead the team as well, so had a really big game overall. A couple of assists, a couple of steals for him as well. Garrett Franken finished with 6 points in that first meeting. Also, Joey Walker and Brendan Holmes both chipped in 6 points. Adam Weiser had 4 in that contest as well. So scoring was a little bit spread, but Hawkins was definitely leading the charge. And, of course, a low-scoring game. Creston, they were led by their leading scorer on the year in that one as well, Jay Wolf. He had 16 points in that contest. Also shot 5 of 12 from the field. He had 3 three-pointers in that game, though, as well, to help out his cause. And he came down with 6 rebounds to lead the team with 3 steals as well. And he is definitely their leader. 8 points last time from Alex Nielsen and 7 from Trey Benson. 6 points chipped in by Brandon Phipps in that last meeting. So it was a very tight contest. And, of course, these teams have had a lot of time to find out who they are since then, really improve. We know Atlantic's improved greatly since that holiday break. And they hope that that improvement will help them show up and play well here in this one here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back and look at the lineups and some of the individual numbers for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply, family-owned and operated at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, specializing in top-quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic. For an appointment, give them a call at 243-1833. And BHS Services, LLC, call them for your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Welcome back here to Creston High School as we get set for high school basketball here this evening for you as Atlantic takes on the Creston Panthers. And we talked a little bit about the first time these two teams met was a four-point win for Creston. And the standings in the conference as well also kind of reflecting how the seasons have gone for these two teams. Creston's been up and down. They've had some nights where they've really, really played well, and they've had some other nights that have been kind of duds. And I just talked to Coach Billy Hyatt. He happens to be an acquaintance of my father through a friend of his. It's one of his relatives. And he said that, lately they've been playing not necessarily better, he thinks, but they've been in good situations to get a couple of wins here lately. It feels like he's got two guys on the floor that are really playing well, and everybody else needs to kind of step it up and fill the void a little bit better on the rest of the team. But they struggled a little bit against the Shenandoah team that's improving the other night, but they are right in the middle of the pack of the Hawkeye 10 standings. They're 6-3 overall, and right now sent currently in fourth place. For Atlantic, they're just ahead of two teams in the conference, Clarinda and Red Oak towards the bottom, but of course a very young team that has struggled to get their bearings, but have seen plenty of improvement here throughout the year. They're now at the individuals here for the lineups for you. Starting off with the Atlantic Trojans on the road, head coach Alan Jenkins here in his first season. They're 4-12 overall, 2-8 in Hawkeye 10 play, and here's their starting five. Number three, Joe Walker, this five, Brennan sophomore, or excuse me, number 23, Ryan Hawkins, a 6'5 sophomore. Holmes not in the starting lineup, but Hawkins is, along with Walker, and then also Nick Podaisky, number 41, the 6'3 junior, and also number 51, Adam Weezer, the 6'4 sophomore, along with number 33, Garrett Franken, the 6'5 freshman. That's your starting lineup here tonight for the. And we're going to listen in here first before we get into the rest of the individual numbers here and listen in for our national anthem here. Taken here care of by one of the Creston students, one of the cheerleaders here doing the national anthem for us here as we get ready for basketball. Took a look at this lineup for the Trojans, and they are led here on the season by, of course, a couple of young guys. Ryan Hawkins, the 17 points per contest, shooting 46% from the field and 32% from three-point range here. Per contest, the freshman. Joey Walker averaging 10 points per contest here on the season. 49 points per contest, shoots 39%. Hawkins in the rebounding category with 123 rebounds here on the season. So that's a look there at the Trojans. Coach Billy Hyatt, they're 10-7 overall, 6-3 in the 5'11 senior. Number 12, Cole Crawford. The number 30, Jay Wolf, the 6'4 junior. Andrew Nielsen, the 6'4 junior, and number 50, Trey Benson, the 6'5 senior. They're led by Jay Wolf, undoubtedly their leading scorer and their leader on the floor. He averages 19 points per contest, shoots 47% from the field, 46% from three-point range, and he does take a fair number of those, so a very good shooter. And for Alex Nielsen, he averages 11 points on the season. Those are the two guys that will lead as far as the scoring goes. Wolf also has 119 rebounds to lead the team. Nielsen right behind him with 79. They average 57 points per contest, shooting 40% as a team and 32% from three-point range here. So kind of similar as far as the makeup is concerned here for these two teams. And Rod, both teams have two guys that are kind of the leading scorers out there, and it's going to maybe be the key on how those other guys step up and play that makes a difference in a game like this.
Yeah, Chris, you're exactly right. And, you know, both these teams graduated a lot of seniors last year, so you got kids playing varsity. And you're getting late enough in the season where you can't say that doesn't matter anymore because they should have played enough basketball and understand the level that they're playing at. You know, hustle is going to be the key of the game tonight, I think, you know, because Atlantic kids, but hustle is going to be the key.
And we'll see if they continue to employ some of that extending zone pressure that they've done defensively. Like to put Ryan Hawkins out front because of his length, and it really gives those guards trouble out there, and we'll see if that happens. We're about ready to tap things up. Preston into the center circle, and Joe Walker in there, and he's going to lose the tap away. And first here, they're going to go baseline drive and get a foul and a bucket quickly as Jay Wolf, their leading scorer, goes right to the hoop, gets the foul call in, gets the bucket to go home. And he'll go to the line here. And the foul is going to be whistled here early on against the Trojans. And it's going to be was whistled against Ryan Hawkins. So the first foul early in the contest goes to possession. Joe Walker with it out front. We'll kick it over to Ryan Hawkins. He'll go right side. It's man-to-man shifting pressure here from Preston early on. A reach in and foul here out top as they try to dive in as Padice caught the pass. That's going to be whistled against Cole Crawford. Trojans walking back to trim. Right down the side of the shorts. Left side pass to Hawkins on the reversal, and he rattles out a three. Almost all the way down and back out. And they get it to go. Alexander Nielsen with an awkward shot, but got it to go home. Here, Panthers with the advantage. Trojans on the road. Joe Walker has missed the rebound, picked it up, and Creston has it right back. They'll work the ball up the floor quickly. They lob it down underneath the Wolf. He's double-teamed, but he gets a shot off. Missed. Hawkins on the other side of Hawkins. Stops and bounces it out. Tipped and stolen. Nielsen got a hand on it. He stole it away. Flips it up ahead. In traffic. For Creston. Trying to get something going now here on the offensive end. Joe Walker, a nice move all the way to the basket. The defender and got the lay-in. The lid open and it's 7-2 now. Into the hands here of Cole Thompson. He'll throw it right side. That's Wolf. He'll lob it down underneath and they got position on home. He had a great shot at it, but just didn't get it to go. Pass on the baseline, got it to Weezer, and he puts the bucket in. And it's now 7-4. Trojans answering back nicely here. Across the timeline, Cole Thompson will throw it left wing over to Crawford. Crawford hanging on to it, skips it across. That's Thompson, lob down low again to Benson. He'll turn and post up, missed a shot short, and rebound pulled down by Franken in the lane. And Trojans doing a good job so far rebounding on the defensive end. And now a run out, and Podaisky got a foul. Gave it to him, and he is going to pick up his second foul. Substitution coming now here for the Creston Panthers, and it'll be after the first shot here. Round and out. Substitution now. This is Brandon Phipps. Out with those two fouls. Podaisky's second free throw is up off the back iron, no good, so he missed them both. A rebound Jackson back left side. Trojans running a matchup man right now. They'll get it over right. He'll put it on the floor, stop and kick it back out. That's Cole Thompson. He'll drive now all the way into the lane. The ball and the rebound pulled down by Hawkins. Offensive glass. Walker, he'll get a screen, stop at the elbow, fire up a shot, dances around and just falls off the rim. Weezer fights for the rebound. The putback no good, though, this time. Thompson will bring it up the floor, dump it out top. Long three from Nielsen at the top, missed it short. Rebound comes out, and Franken tracks it down. Ahead to Podiasky, he'll run it up the floor to Weezer. Weezer stops and fires at the elbow, no good to the Panthers. Creston the advantage, 4-2 here in this first quarter. Phipps has it out top, will throw it over left side now in the corner. It goes to Benson, back out front. I'll work it around to the right side. Here's Cole Thompson with the basketball now. Atlantic still matching up man right now. Here's Phipps on the outside. So, rebound tracked down in the corner. Hawkins saved it into Franken. Right side of the floor. He'll stop on the arc, dump it back up top. Franken, he'll put it on. Give it back out to Hawkins for a three try. That's short. Long rebound tracked down there by Thompson. Cole Thompson going to run. Three on one. He kicks it in. Got the rebound. Knocked out of his hands. Rebound and put back by Thompson. No good. And now cleared by Podiasky. A couple of chances that time for the Panthers, but they can't convert. No harm done, and the Trojans have it back now with 3:20 left to go in the quarter. Fire up Hatrank. He'll drive the right side of the lane. Right around the defender. Nice move there. A duck under by Hawkins to get the bucket. Seven to six. 1 point game.
Game of two runs right now.
Yeah, Creston was hang on to it, kick it across. It's into the hands there of Wolf. Jay Wolf working it. It's Walker. Now he'll put it in. And that's going to be a reach in foul whistled against Joey Walker. That'll be his first and second team foul here against the Trojans. Up off the bench, first substitution for Atlantic in the game. Tristan Benn will come in. Adam Weezer comes out. Creston going to sub as well. They're going to bring in Christian Gromitas, the 6'1 junior, and Trey Benson will check out. 2:46 left to go, first quarter, 7-6. Creston. And here's Gromitas back up top now. Phipps hanging on to it out front, working against Hawkins as the Panthers work right to left here as we look at it here from the scorer's table side of the gymnasium. Stolen. Franken came up with it after Hawkins got a hand on it. Gives it up ahead to Hawkins in the lead. 8-7. Direct top. They'll throw it over to Thompson. Back to Phipps. He'll fire up a long ball. That's off the mark. Rebound, Ben. Trojans with the chance now to add on to the 1 point. The free throw line stops. Kicks it up top now. Here. Back outside and the baseball pass. That was a tough one. Podiasky looking up ahead to Nielsen. He almost lost it. Got it back. Now runs his way to the basket. Hawkins just standing there. Made him go around and he missed it. The rebound to the Trojans.
So Creston's doing a great job of driving to the basket, but they're off balance. You know, they're not taking very good shots for that.
Many of them because they have been out of control. Here's Tristan Benn driving the right side. Died there against his first and third team foul here against the Panthers. Job to match up against Phipps down low. 10-7. Atlantic on top by three. Down to a minute 15 in this first quarter. Right side drive and kick up top. Here's Nielsen. He'll cross over against Franken. Stop and pop from 16. It's short. Rebound is knocked away. Good job by Phipps to get a hand on it to knock it away from Hawkins. Now he gets it back. Rewarded, and he drives to the hoop and gets a lay-in.
And he was under control when it was a
couple of good hustle plays on the tip to keep the ball alive and then got rewarded on the drive. Here's the pass outside. Podaisky's going to potentially look here, trailing by one, and it's going to be a foul on the floor. Franken, and Franken will get hit with his first foul. Inbound will come from underneath the basket. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. And down underneath, it will be Vince on the side now. Thompson has it. Now we go back to Phipps. Now we see kind of that matchup zone look for Atlantic. Phipps ducking in and under again. He's suddenly become the hot hand with a couple of buckets here, and it's 11-10. Creston takes back a one-point lead. Trojan Sheets driving to the left side. Kicks it in the corner to Ben. He'll drive around in the lane. Stop and fire there from third. And it's knocked away with Atlantic, but there's only 0.4 of a second on the clock. All you can do is tap it home. So we'll see if they try a lob in the center of the lane here. Inbound it. He lobs it in, and it's Hawkins, and that'll do it for quarter number one. The one-point lead, 11-10. Good first quarter. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Horizon Equipment. As a farmer, you depend on your equipment to keep operations running smoothly. That's why you need the John Deere Certified Service Technicians on your side. Visit Horizon Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Southwest Iowa, with six locations to better serve you. Polly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to a friend. Turn to Polly Jones Funeral Homes in Avoca and Walnut.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today at 243-1392. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive in Atlantic. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camlin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic or on the square in Harlan. Cutie Pie Boutique in Atlantic has a variety of items. Clean, quality consignment clothes from babies to preteens, hair bows, aprons, insulated totes, plus more.
They can also buy Atlantic that lost it in, and Creston came right back down the floor, got a quick three-pointer that was knocked down by Gromitas. Now on the other end, Garrett Franken answers here with a two-point bucket from just outside of the lane, and we have now a 14-12 contest back here with you at Creston High School. Chris Parks along with Rod Christensen bringing you this Varsity Hawkeye 10 matchup here between Atlantic and Creston. The Panthers with the basketball and that two-point advantage now here. That three-pointer to get things going for them here in the quarter by Christian Gromitas.
So far, Chris, it's been a game of runs.
Yeah, you can just mention to me at the end of the quarter, 7-0 run to start the game for Creston, 10-0 right back for Atlantic, and then 4-0 for Creston to end the quarter to get the lead back. Now we have it tapped away here by the Trojans. They steal it. Hawkins up ahead, tapped it to himself, out on the run out. He gets the tap to go in the foul call. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Great job there by Hawkins. Cole Thompson's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first and fourth team foul now here against the Panthers.
Ryan Hawkins at the free throw line, and the first and his free throw is up and good, so he's able to convert. Get 3 points the hard way.
No, the old-fashioned way.
There you go. Maybe not always the hard way, but sometimes it's hard to finish. He did a good job that time. Pips out top will kick it over right side. It's Thompson. Thompson lobbed it down low. Now they get it stolen away. They try to go back up top. Tristan bend the steal, and now he has it ripped out of his hands by Phipps, but Phipps got a little piece of the arm, and he'll get called for the foul. That'll be his first, and that's now the fifth team foul here against the Creston Panthers, and they are going to call it a shooting foul, so we'll go to the line here to shoot two.
You know, Atlantic's athletic and long, like I said, started broadcasting. You can't make them lazy passes. That's two passes in a row that were lazy passes.
Kristen Bennett, a chance to the line here. He misses the first. Yeah, that's where the Trojans know they have an advantage against teams, is the opportunity to try to out-hustle them and get some of those loose balls, get the hands in passing lanes. Second free throw was missed by Ben, so he can't take advantage at the line. Creston has it back here, trailing now by one. 15-14 Atlantic. Now back into the lane, the drive, and the easy floater inside. Jay Wolf got open for a little space, and that's too easy for him.
Well, that's the guy that they cannot let that do. I mean, they can't let him have them easy ones. He's the guy you got to stop.
Yeah, he's definitely their leader, far and away. 16-15 now, the lead back to Creston. Atlantic trying to work it around. They kick it outside Ben. Now here's a drive by Frank, and he rises up for the jumper. It's short. Knocked out of bounds on the rebound drive by Hawkins. And Creston will get it back. So back and forth we go right now here. It's a one-point lead currently for the Panthers. 16-15. 5:26 left to go here in this opening half. And thank you for joining us here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web at KJN.com, and we've got live video on the TV page at KJN.com. If you go there and click play on the video player there on the screen. Here's the Panthers now with it, with Phipps on the outside. He'll put it on the deck and drive against Ben. Put a floater up on the run. That's a tough shot. He missed it. Off the back iron, the rebound, Hawkins. Now quickly the other way. Franken tries a three and rattles it home.
You know, I was always told you got to be square. Your shoulders got to be square to the hoop. And a lot of these shots they're throwing up, Creston aren't. They're not square.
And Franken took advantage on the other end by having enough time to set up. Now a drive and a foul inside. Wolf got down deep underneath, right underneath the basket. And they're going to get a foul call here. Coach Jenkins up off the bench to tell his guys, hey, keep those hands straight up. You don't need to cower over the top of them. That's how you're going to get that call. So the foul was whistled against Joe Walker. That's his second. And the free throw is in and out, no good on the first one by Trey Benson. Phipps going to check out. Nielsen back into the lineup here for Creston. Trey Benson has one more free throw coming here. And that one's up, rattles around, and then dances and falls through. So one out of two, back to a one-point margin. It's 18-17. Trojans still on top here. That three gave them the little cushion to keep the lead here. Now a drive and an offensive foul going to be called against Podaisky. Wolf was set up on the block waiting for him and knew he had a chance to get the charge call, and he does. The first on Podaisky, that will be the fifth team foul now here against Atlantic. Both teams with five. Cole Thompson now across the timeline. We'll go right side over to Wolf. Still man-to-man right now here for Atlantic. It's kind of switched it up from time to time. Have had a little bit more of that matchup zone look from time to time as well. Wolf, the step back three, missed it. And now we're going to have a foul call here on the rebound try. Here's Franken came flying in to knock it in the air, and it wasn't against him, but against Podaisky. They say he was pushing somebody. So Podaisky picks up his second foul. And now Weaver will check in to replace Podaisky. Didn't quite see that one, but it was a group of bodies down inside there. Here's Nielsen off the inbound. He'll drive all the way to the hoop. Missed it a little bit too strong. That's another one of those situations. He's just going a little bit too quickly.
Too quick. I think they're waiting for contact, and Atlantic's not fouling him.
Now Franken, another three try right at the top of the key, and he buries it with a hand in his face. Here is Franken, the hot hand here in the third quarter, and it's 21-17. Trojans on top. Here's a drive left side by Cole Thompson. Cut off. Has to bring it back out. Romanus works it around over to Nielsen. Nielsen will drive baseline. Spins. Kick out. Stolen. Tristan Benz steals it away. Got a couple of steals here in this quarter. Half top. Franken again for a three. That one's short. A heat check shot there by Franken. No good. Here's Romanus on the run out the other way. Awkward layup try. Missed it. It's knocked out far and recovered here by Preston. Now they'll drive and they get a layup out of it as Cole Thompson found some space. That was one where you hope they just hang on to basketball instead of swatting it out.
Exactly.
Here's Walker now back across the timeline with three minutes left to go in this first half. He'll drive right side all the way to the rack. No foul call, little contact. He missed it short. Rebound to Cole Thompson, and he'll run right around Hawkins, and he gets the layup to go with the backdoor right-hand lay-in. And now a quick timeout taken by head coach Alan Jenkins. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. He had a little something to inform the officials about. Not sure what he was getting with them there, but, of course, the coach has got to do that, too.
They got to keep them officials aware that they're in the game, too, that they got to call things consistently.
And sometimes the coaching staff has the benefit of seeing some things that the officials aren't necessarily going to notice. And, hey, it's all right to point it out to them, then they can look for it.
Exactly. You know, and I think, honestly, so far right now, that I think the officiating has been a great job.
Yeah.
They've let them play. They haven't called a lot of ticky-tack fouls, which the way these two teams play, I think, is very good for both teams.
Well, and both teams have been very smart, too. Like you mentioned a moment ago, Atlantic's not fouling them when they're driving.
No, they're not reaching. They're standing most of the time with their hands up like they should be.
So the Trojans have the ball here after the quick timeout. And it's tied up here at 21 apiece. 2:40 to go in the half. Walker will skip it across here. We have a zone right now here by the Panthers. 3-2 look. Walker will have it and kick it in the corner to Weezer. Back outside Walker. Trojans trying to break on the pass here right now. Sizing up this zone a little bit. Here's Ben. Back over to Walker. Walker looking to lob. Now he'll get it into Hawkins. He'll back in. Dump it across. Weezer, nice job cutting along the baseline, and he gets an easy one. Just crept in there, so he knew he had a chance to get close to the hoop.
Patience. That was a good offensive run there.
23-21. Now a long three on the other end by Wolf. It's short. Franken did a good job of coming and getting the basketball on the rebound try. Now back the other way. Walker will run in traffic, and there is contact. A late whistle and the foul call. He's going to get the block call, and he'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. I didn't think he was going to get the whistle at first, but it came late. There was a lot of contact, and it's going to be whistled there down low, and that's going to be Jay Wolf picking up his first. That will be the 16th foul. Now, both teams with 16 fouls, so could see a little bit of the bonus play in here these last couple of minutes of this half. Here's the free throw. That's no good, so Walker can convert there on the three-point play try. The spin on the other end, Nielsen out of control, and he traveled. He traveled getting to the hoop, and it's right back to Atlantic. Brendan Holmes going to check in now here for the Trojans. Joe Walker is going to get a breather. So we'll see who is running the things out front. Looks like Franken going to be the one to bring it up the floor. They'll come out to pressure him a little bit. Nielsen all the way out near the center stripe on it. Dump it off now to Ben. Ben kicks it over right side. It's Hawkins. Lob down underneath Weezer, and it's a little bit too far for him. He had good positioning, but the lob was too far under the basket.
That's a very hard pass.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be on the money with that one. There's no wiggle room on that one. 25-21. Lead here for the Trojans. And back the other way, the Panthers work it on the perimeter. Up top, here's Gromis with it. He'll kick it left corner. There's a three try for Nielsen, and that's good. If you keep shooting them, you're going to hit one eventually. And Nielsen buries that one. Down to a one-point lead, 25-24. Trojans on top, crossover. Franken going in the lane all the way to the hoop. Had it knocked out of his hand, taken away by Nielsen. Up the floor he goes to Gromitas, left side. Stop kick out. Here's Thompson, down low. Benson in transition. Got a shot try, but he missed it. Rebound's loose on the floor. Everybody fighting for it. Nobody has it yet, and now finally we get a jump call as Wolf got tied up down there on the floor with Franken. And it's going to belong to Creston on the arrow. So Wolf will inbound it underneath the basket. 45 seconds to go here in the half. He kicks it up top. Thompson, he'll drive in. They give him some space. He puts up the floater but misses it. He could have stopped and shot the regular jump shot and would have been better off, but he decided to float towards the basket. Couldn't get that to go. 35 seconds now to go in the quarter, and Franken going to dribble some time off out top here near the center stripe. They come out to pressure him now. Now the ball is knocked out of bounds off of a leg here as Thompson comes up on it. So Atlantic will inbound. Tristan Benn set to inbound this one. And he'll throw it into the backcourt here to Franken. He'll bring it back up. 23 seconds to go here in the half. 1-point lead for Atlantic. Trying to hang on to it or add to it here at the end of the half. Here's Hawkins. He's cut off. Kicks it back to Franken. He tries to drive baseline, and now we have a reach-in foul here as Grauman couldn't get over to cut him off fully, so he kept pushing the limit, trying to get by him, and he gets the foul. That'll be two on Grauman, and now the 1-1 try here coming up for Franken. So the the bonus doesn't come into the factor here until 12 seconds to go in the half. And Franken knocks the front end down. Phipps will check in here as we'll see Nielsen check out. 12 seconds on the clock here. 2-point lead for the Trojans, and Franken makes a three. What do you like to see the freshman do? Step up, knock down a couple of free throws. Pass up the floor. Grauman is on the run in the lane. Lost his footing, and he traveled. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul. He was out of control and stopped and slid, but they're going to call the foul. Going to be whistled against Tristan Benn. That'll be his first, and now we'll have Grominus at the line for the 1-1. 6.4 seconds showing on the clock, so Atlantic will have a chance to try to run up the floor if they get it after these free throws here. First free throw was good. Walker going to sub in as Holmes going to... Holmes going to come out. You couldn't decide who was going to come out there a second. And Nielsen set to check in for the shooter, Dramatis, if he gets that chance. Second free throw up, and that one's also good. So they answer back and make a couple of free throws, cut it back to one. 27-26 Atlantic on top. Nielsen back in there. And of course, Atlantic getting Walker back in there so they can try to push and get a shot here with this 6 seconds left. Into Walker. He'll run it up the middle of the floor. Stopping up, crossing over, stop at the elbow, fires up the shot, high off the banker, no good. He almost got that one to glass home, but it rolls off the rim, no good, and that'll do it for our first half of play. Very entertaining first half of basketball here as Atlantic leads it on the road, 27-26 over Creston here at the break. We'll take a timeout and come back and take a look at the numbers for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station. With quality gasoline fuel, including BP Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with locations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Friendship Home, offering skilled intermediate and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you've made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon.
Welcome back here to Creston High School, site of our Hawkeye 10 varsity boys game here this early evening for you as Atlantic leads this one here at the halftime break, 27-26 here over Creston. And we've got the pros out there on the floor now.
Yeah, we do.
The youngsters here in Creston getting the chance to show their skills here at the halftime break. You know how much fun and how much that means to those guys. They're having a good time out there. But we've seen some good hoops here in the big boys' side here tonight so far. Both these teams really playing pretty well. I think if one team's going to be more frustrated with how that first half went, it's going to be Creston because they had a lot more opportunities to knock down some shots and, for the most part, were a little bit too out of control going to the basket in that first half.
You're correct. They did a great job of breaking down the defense and driving to the hoop, but they were throwing them
either their body was sideways or whatever, they just weren't square to the basket laying them up. They had ample opportunities. You know, and I told you the hustle was going to be an important thing, and I think in the first half, Atlanta did a great job of hustle, and I think they played a good first half. The only thing I would have to say that they need to get better on is free throws.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't – you're keeping the stats, so I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't even know, but that was something I was going to point out, 3 of 8 in the first half.
Right.
So, yeah, that's 5 points lost.
So. And you had a freshman make 2 in a row at the end, yeah. So it was really bad till the end.
That's true. Yeah, he went up for the 1 in bonus there, Garrett Franken, and knocked down a couple to help him keep this lead here at half by 1 point. Of course, there was a couple answered back by Gromis to cut it back to 1. But very entertaining first half of basketball, and we mentioned it throughout the first half as well. Defensively, the Trojans doing a pretty good job of just being in the right spot, standing there with hands up and contesting shots, because Preston's looking for that contact, like you mentioned, and Lance's not giving it to him. They're just making the shot tough.
Right, and it is tough, which is, you know, you look up and down, nobody's in real foul problems. I think somebody's got probably 2 is the most any first player has, which is, you know, it's nice to see the officials letting them play a little bit, but yet, you know, they're keeping control of the game, too. It's not helter-skelter out there.
Yeah, it has been a pretty good flow to the game here so far here for these two teams. So take a look here at the numbers for you. Leading the way scoring-wise in that first half was Garrett Franken, who had all 10 of his points in that second quarter. He hit a couple of 3s in a row and then knocked down those late free throws to lead the charge here. 7 points also from Ryan Hawkins, 4 points apiece for Joe Walker and Adam Weiser, and 2 points chipped in here in that half from Nick Podaisky, as they were 3 of 8 from the free throw line, as we mentioned. And then also for the other side, Creston, they were led kind of a balanced attack as far as the scoring goes. 6 points from Cole Thompson, 4 points from Brandon Phipps, and then 5 apiece for Christian Gromitas, Jay Wolf, and Alexander Nielsen. Trey Benson with 1 point as well. They're late on a free throw try, but really it's pretty mixed up for them and kind of out of character for them for the most part, because Wolf and Nielsen are the guys that really usually lead the charge scoring-wise. And I don't know in that first half that you would say that Wolf really had much of a big impact on the game. He was mentioned a few times, but he wasn't in the mix all the time there on the offensive end.
No, you weren't. You know, and there for a while, Creston, everybody was driving the ball to the hoop. And if you remember last year, they had a couple guys that would drive the ball to the hoop. The rest would sit out around that three-point line and fire them. Well, in the first half, they got to the point where they were starting to shoot more than three-pointers, too, and they weren't going in. You made a comment at one point, well, okay, that one went in.
Yeah.
When you shoot that many and you only make this, your odds aren't very good.
Well, and a couple of them, I think, were ill-advised, too. Wolf and then also Nielsen had a couple that were just way outside. That, you know, early on, too, in the possession, where you wouldn't really like that much as a coach, I don't think. And I think they'll probably try to get away from that a little bit here in the second half. I'm sure that's something Coach Hyatt's going to point out to him.
Well, both teams, I mean, I don't want to say they're not tall. I mean, you got some 6'4 guys out there, but you don't have any giants out there. That they're pretty well evenly matched height-wise.
Yeah, there's really not an advantage for either team. They match up pretty well position by position. So there's not one of those, you know, even the smaller guys, guards, that you're going to look to as maybe, hey, this is an advantage. We don't match up very well here. Pretty even across the board.
You know, and I think one of the good keys to the game was Creston come out, boom, they jumped up 7-0. You know, Atlantic was struggling. Bam, they come back with a 10-0 run. I mean, these young kids answered. You know, they took a punch to the mouth, but it didn't bother them. They come right back and put 10 on Creston.
Yeah, that was a great point in the game, because otherwise we wouldn't be here, obviously. if he might have been around at that point if they would have just let that get to their heads, but they kept their heads up and stuck to the game plan, and it's worked out here well so far for Atlantic. As far as the foul situation is concerned, 2 players with 2 fouls for Atlantic. That's Joe Walker and Nick Podaisky. 2 fouls apiece as well for Cole Crawford and Christian Gromitas. And that's really all we have to speak of as far as foul trouble is concerned. Even though both teams did rack up enough to get in the bonus, wasn't really one player that's in a tough spot yet here in the ball game.
Well, neither team got to the bonus until the latter seconds that was left in the first half.
So the teams are back out on the floor. At least Creston is. Atlantic getting ready to come back out here. Maybe a little more instruction from Coach Jenkins, and we'll get ready to go here for the second half of play. Go ahead and take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll get you a recap of what's happened here in the first half. Also, I'll let you know a little bit about what's going on in the college basketball world, and then we'll get ready for basketball here in our second half of play. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cutie Pie Boutique in Atlantic has a variety of items. Clean, quality consignment clothes from babies to preteens, hair bows, aprons, insulated totes, plus more. They can also embroider or applique items. Cutie Pie Boutique, located at 408 Chestnut in Atlantic. Property Connections Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connections Real Estate. It's the connection that makes the difference. Located at 510 Poplar in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker. And Templeman's. They buy, sell, and trade antiques, new and used furniture, office equipment, and books, along with other miscellaneous items. Stop by Templeman's at 516 Walnut in Atlantic today.
Chris Parks along with Rod Christensen here as we bring you varsity basketball tonight in Creston, Iowa. Your Creston High School as the Panthers host the Atlantic Trojans. It's a one-point game here at the halftime break as Atlantic leads it by a score of 27-26. And we hope to continue to see what we've been seeing here in this first half, which is a very competitive ball game back and forth between these two teams.
Yeah, when it first started, there was three pretty good sized runs, but since then, yeah, it's been back and forth, and it's been a lot of fun. Both high pace, most of the time, neither one likes to really sit down and run a whole lot of offense.
Yeah, it's been a good back and forth battle here between these two teams, and both teams are back now out on the floor getting warmed up here for the second half. Quick little reset here for you, what's going on in the college basketball world here today. We had a game for you earlier today with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and
Wasn't much of a game.
Yeah, Gary Dalton, Bobby Hanson had some fun today.
Yeah,
85-67 was the final there as Iowa put the beat down on Michigan, and it just looked like Michigan wasn't in that game at all from the get-go. And that was kind of the trend today. That seems to be happening all over the place. Kansas State put a whooping on 15th-ranked Texas, 74-57. Kansas beat up on West Virginia today, 83-69, the final in that one. Also, Iowa State picks up a home victory in emphatic fashion, 84-69 over TCU here today as they win one at Hilton College. And also, no other real upsets to tell you about here today. Everything else pretty much according to Hoyle here so far. There's plenty of other matchups, including a big one for the UNI Panthers tonight. They host Wichita State, and a lot of people saying that might be the toughest one left on the schedule for the Shockers. So
that would be cool for UNI to beat them.
It'll be a fun game to watch tonight. That one's later on, tips off at 8 o'clock. We're about ready to get going here in the second half now. Both teams back onto the floor, and we'll get back to action here for you. Atlantic going to have the basketball to start the second half of play, and it's going to be Franken to inbound here to Walker. It's the starting five out there. Walker, Franken, Hawkins, Podaisky, and Weezer. Ball worked around the perimeter here for Atlantic. They work from right to left here as we start the second half here. We sit on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium here at Creston. A drive by a Hawkins foul on the floor before he got there. A little bit of an elbow push off on the defender. That's going to be whistled there against Alexander Nielsen. That's his first. Atlantic looks to lob in here. No, nobody's flashing open at first. They had somebody there, but didn't quite get the pass in there, curling around the Podaisky. Now they get it into Franken deep. He'll dump it to Podaisky. Ooh, rattles one in along the baseline. That's a tough shot there for the Podaisky.
Penetration was the key to start it, though.
He's got four now in the contest, and it's 29-26. Back the other way, a running flip in there. Gets to go in for Thompson. I don't know how he got that ball up there to get in basket in the first place. So Walker back the other way. It's a one-point game again, 29-28. Atlantic wearing their road black uniforms here with the gold and white lettering and trim. Walker fell down on the dribble but dumped it over to Weezer. Didn't really slide, so he didn't get called for the walk.
Nor did he get the foul from the guy hipping him to get out.
Pass up top now here to Franken. He'll try to drive. We're going right up against Benson, and he gets down deep on him and gets one to bank off the glass and in. Nice job there by Garrett Franken. The other way, Thompson trying to drive in the lane. And that one's going to be a foul whistled on the floor here. That's going to be against Podaisky. So he picks up his third. He's going to have to come out. Tristan Benn will come into the contest now here for the Trojans. Inbound from underneath the basket, and it's going to be Benson to lob it in. Gets it over to Thompson. Skip back cross. Actually, that's Wolf. Wolf gets it back. The three-point try, no good. And then it goes over the top of the basket. Hits the support, so it'll be back to the Trojans. Out on the floor here for the Panthers is also their starting five. Cole Thompson, Cole Crawford, Jay Wolf, Alexander Nielsen, and Trey Benson. And actually, I do correct myself there. Grauman has got to start here in the second half instead of Crawford. Now the drive. Good shot there by Joe Walker to take the defender off and get his way to the basket and in.
That was bad defense by Creston. Nobody helped out. Walker beat his guy in his clean slate to the hoop.
Preston on the other end will drive with Wolf all the way baseline. Wraparound lay-in, no good. Short. Rebound Weezer. Now Hawkins will push it. On the run up the floor, the handoff to Frank and pump fake back across to Walker. Walker now right side over to Ben. Tristan Ben hanging on to it on the perimeter. Now we'll put it on the floor. Tapped away and stolen from him. Cole Thompson came up with it. Bounce ahead to Nielsen. Lay-in. No good. He kind of faded away from the basket and missed it. Looking for the foul. Here's Walker again on the run. Up the floor. He'll get contact in the lane. Shot is good. It's not going to count, though. They're going to save the foul on the floor. And we'll have the inbound underneath. Pretty close to being a and-one call there, but Cole Thompson will pick up his second foul. And Coach Billy Hyatt putting in a line change.
I'm thinking the coach is not happy with the five guys around the floor right there at that point.
Got a few words to say to them as they come to sit down. He's giving them a little bit of the business. There's the inbound and the fadeaway shot knocked down there by Franken. He's got 14 points, and it's 35-28. Trojans have pushed this out to a 7-point advantage. Up the floor now, Creston will throw it down underneath. They had an open spot for a moment, so they throw it away. The wraparound pass was thrown away. Franken stole it. He'll go the other way, stop and float one up on the baseline, miss it. Rebound comes out long. Franken gets it back, tapped across the bin. He'll float it up in the lane. Off the back iron, no good. And the rebound to the Panthers. That was Evan Nielsen pulling down the board. Up the floor, McLean Haynes has it. Now it goes over to Samuel Hartsock. And now a tip and almost a steal. It's saved back in by Franken, and it goes back to the Panthers. Now right side, a three-ball try is just off the back iron by Hartsock. The long board to Hawkins in the corner. Hawkins up the floor, will drive, go to the baseline, stop and fire it, missed it. Rebound, good job fighting for it by Evan Nielsen. And Nielsen will dump it back off here to McLean Ames. So far, the second group has only given up one bucket here.
That wasn't a good choice by Hawkins there. He kind of forced that in there.
Up the floor, Nielsen. Maybe got away with the walk, shuffled the feet before he put the ball on the floor. Now a kick outside, a three ball is short. Rebound fought for. Ben has it. Now he finally regains control. Up ahead, Hawkins. Baseball pass across. Franken fouled as he goes to the hoop. Couldn't get it to go, but he'll have two shots on the way. Foul going to be whistled against McLean Haynes. His first. And we'll go to the line here to shoot a pair. So now Coach Hyatt's going to bring that five back out onto the floor. He's got him up to the scorer's table. And a free throw up and good there by Franken.
I heard him asking if they were ready to play. That the team that was the five that were out there were putting forth a lot more effort than the five that he took out. So we'll see if they got the drift of his message or not.
One more free throw coming here for Franken, and it's good. He knocked them both down. So it's 37-28, biggest lead of the game for the Trojans. 4:13 left to go, third quarter. Right side pass. Here's Wolf. Bounce pass stolen. Got a little lazy on the bouncer, and Franken stole it away. Franken off to Hawkins now. Hawkins over to Walker. He's going to drive. Now stop. Got a screen from Franken that comes back out to the top of the circle now. He's going to stop and start up again down the right side. Hesitates. Dribbles back out front. Now over to Franken. Skip across. Ben, he'll spot up for the three ball. No good. Just off the back iron. Hawkins almost had the rebound, but couldn't quite grasp it. And it goes back out of bounds to Creston. Inbound here will come from Cole Thompson with 3:43 left to go in this third quarter. Trojans lead it 37-28. Off the floor, pass inside the lane, kick out. dumped up top that time by Cole Thompson. Worked around right side. Gromit is back over here to Wolf. Up top they go. Benson. Now Thompson on the left wing. Thompson going to put it on the floor. Stop kick out over to Wolf. Wolf going to drive all the way in, and he's going to get the offensive foul called on him. Adam Weiser was in there, and they say he was set enough. So Wolf going to pick up the foul. That's his second. That was one of those close calls. Could have probably gone either way on that one. Inbound pass will come now, and Atlantic will walk it up the floor.
A lot of cases with them charge calls. You're making one set of fans happy and the other not so happy.
And now Atlantic loses the handle on it. It was knocked out, touched by Thompson. He thinks he didn't ever touch the ball, but official thought otherwise. Inbound into the backcourt. Here's Walker. Walker waiting for some instructions from the bench. And now we're going to have a little bump and a foul call whistle here against Cole Thompson. That's his third. So now the inbound again here from the same spot right next to the scorer's table. Inbound pass. They pressure the inbounders and having a tough time finding somebody. Now they lob it to Franken. He gets it across to Weiser. Back to Franken. Three ball on the way. It's good. Have a game, freshman. He knocks down another triple. 40-28. Left side pass. It's Wolf now for the Panthers as they try to get something going here. Right side over to Thompson. Thompson will get it down on the block here. Here's Benson. He'll hesitate, dump it back outside. Now baseline, Wolf, the jumper on the way, rattles out, rebound fought for, and they say last touch by the Panthers. Looked like Hawkins might have got a hand on that one, but not the case, they say, and now a full timeout taken by Creston. 2:33 left to go, third quarter, 40-28, Atlantic on top. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Tire and Wheel in Atlantic. From new to used tires, wheels, and tire repair to oil changes, they will get you back on the road in no time. Stop into Atlantic Tire and Wheel in Atlantic, 605 West 7th Street. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Stop by or call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. CRS Mechanical, located just outside of Oakland in the Oakland City Park. Give CRS Mechanical a call at 712-741-5600 for all your fabrication, including building handrails and stairs and water jet cutting needs. That's CRS Mechanical, just outside Oakland, Iowa.
Welcome back here to Creston High School. Atlantic with the basketball after the timeout that was taken by the Panthers. And it's going to be a pass knocked out of bounds in the corner. They're looking for Weiser, and Benson got a hand on it, knocked it out. Inbound will come here from the corner, and it'll be Tristan Benn to inbound it here. 2:22 left to go, third quarter. Up top to Walker. And the Trojans will set up the offense. Man-to-man right now for Creston. Drive by Walker, got by his guy all the way to the hoop. A little bit too deep under the basket, couldn't get to go. Now it's back the other way here for Creston on the run. It was awkward shot by Nielsen, missed it. Rebound fought for long. Tapped and saved there by Ben, and Franken comes up with it. Over to Walker, he'll run up the floor. Stop and pop from 16 and slash it home. Trojans failing it right now, 42-28. Here's Fitz, he'll try a three to answer back, and he hits it. They desperately needed something like that.
They needed something.
42-31. 11-point lead for the Trojans. Almost got a walk call there. Might have put the foot down before he got that pass off. Got a little pump fake and went the other way with it. Franken skips across now. Weiser, he'll jump one up. That's off the mark. Tristan Benn, the rebound underneath. Goes up strong. Missed it. Now the rebound fought for. Back to Hawkins and a traveling violation. So the Panthers get it back. 1:20 to go in the quarter. 42-31, Atlantic lead. Walked up the floor here by Cole Thompson. Thompson left corner. Goes there to Wolf. Now they work it back around. Fifth. He'll try another three ball. That one's off the mark. Rebound tap and out to Hawkins. Joe Walker now will settle things down here for the Trojans. They get a call here from the bench. And they're going to set something up. Here's Hawkins on the right side. One dribble and picks it up. Now to Weezer. Back over to Tristan Benn.
That's starting to become too much of a habit for Atlantic. Just one dribble and picking it up.
Now Walker gets caught on the baseline, had it knocked out of his hands, and then hit his leg out of bounds, and Creston gets it back. Yeah, not a good possession there. Rice will check back into the game here with his three fouls. Adam Weezer will check off.
Creston has done a great job of defending Hawkins. You haven't heard his name mentioned very much tonight.
And now Walker will check out as Brendan Holmes comes in. Also into the game is McLean Haynes as Cole Thompson will come out. So Haynes will run the point now for the Panthers. Left side, it's Phipps. Now over to Wolf. He tries to go around and reach in. A little hand check foul call there against Garrett Franken. Caught him on the wrist, perhaps, as he tried to go by it. Penalty number two on Franken. Second team foul of the half. Inbound to Phipps. He'll stop. He tries just to shoot it. Nobody was open, so he missed it short, though. Rebound, Podaisky. Podaisky on the run. Bounce pass across. Hawkins all the way to the rack. Missed the layup, though, short. And the rebound fought for. Hawkins comes out of the pile with it, and then they say he walked again. Hawkins. He wanted to say something to the official. Didn't think so. Alan Jenkins up to say, hey, walk away. Back into the game now. Here, another substitution. Cole Crawford back in there for Preston. They're going to go with a small lineup. Trey Benson comes out. So play the three small guards on the arc here. Here's McLean Haynes crossing over out top against Holmes. Now off to Phipps. Phipps screwing around. They switch on him. Holmes reached in. Thought he had a steal. But he got a hand on the wrist, and it's a foul call. And it's going to be on the end. Just trying to go stand on the free throw line to convince him.
Hey, I was trying to shoot.
Yeah, he didn't have enough time to do that.
No.
Inbound pass, and tipped out of the hands awkwardly as time was running out there. Nielsen tried to just throw one up. There wasn't enough time to do much. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 42-31, Atlantic with the advantage here after three. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, celebrating over 73 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity. Dave's Auto Repair, 500 and a half Walnut in Atlantic. Dave Kirkhoff offers complete automotive service. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by and see Dave at Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330 today. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Creston High School. We head to the final quarter here. It's been a fun game between the Atlantic Trojans and the Creston Panthers. And the Trojans have the 11-point lead heading into the final quarter. 42-31, led by 19 points tonight from Garrett Franken, the freshman. Right side pass here for Creston as they start with the ball here in the fourth quarter. They're working from left to right here. Cole Thompson sets things up out front now. He's back in there running the point. Left side to Phipps, the pump fake. He'll put it on the floor. Now kick it across Nielsen. Nielsen stops and fires it back off, and what a traveling violation. A jump back there by Cole Crawford to try to get the three, and he shuffled those feet. Can't do that.
You know, Lang's done a good job tonight of not forcing a lot of shots. They have a few, but they, you know, basically been taking the shots that they're given.
Now the Trojans will bring it up the floor here. Fire it right side to him. Almost lost it. Able to save it, though. He goes straight to the baseline and pops one up there on the block and in. Good recovery there by Tristan Benn. That's his first bucket of the game. Now it's Steele on the other end. Falling down awkwardly. They try to throw it back out to Wolf. Franken got in the way and stole it. Now here's Walker out top, working against Thompson. They got tripped up with their feet, and then Walker fell down. He tried to just tap it up ahead, and then it's knocked out of bounds by Thompson. Atlanta gets to keep it. One of those plays where just, hey, sometimes weird things happen. It wasn't necessarily any foul either way. Inbound will be lobbed in the backcourt to Hawkins.
Ryan did a great job coming back to the ball. You see too many guys stand flat-footed and wait for the ball to come to them.
Here's Franken now. We'll kick it left side to Walker. Bounce it down underneath. It's knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. They're looking for Bredeisky underneath. Substitution here. Trey Benson will come in. Nielsen will check out. That's the big story here continuing here. It's Nielsen and Wolf will continue to stay quiet. Inbound in the middle. Hawkins gets it in traffic. Forces it up. Gets it to go home. A little contact there and got that one in. Hawkins has nine now. Here's Wolf on the other end. And just as I say that, here he goes down the lane and gets one with left hand.
But he still made that a harder shot than he needed to be.
Yeah, he did. He didn't need to go with that hand either. That looked like his off hand. He went that way.
Well, he kind of curled it from underneath where he just went up strong.
But now the Trojans almost lose it. Hawkins able to save it and then throw it up ahead before he went back across the center line. And now it's saved here by Ben on the other side of the scramble for it. Back over to Bredeisky, and the Trojans will now try to settle it down. Walker, the reset here. 6 minutes to go. He'll drive. Kick it in the corner to Bredeisky. Bredeisky picks it up. Bounces it back out to Hawkins. Hawkins has it tapped away by Fitz. Fitz the steal. The run out. Oh, we're going to have a foul. Oh, an intentional foul going to be whistled against Joe Walker. Against Cole Thompson, he reached and tried to make sure he couldn't get down the floor to help out the lay-in on the other end, which wasn't necessary because Phipps was probably going to keep it himself. So Joe will pick up that foul. He didn't get a real good look at it, but that looks like what happened. He kind of went to the floor and maybe just reached up and did a little grab there to make sure he couldn't get going. Officials making sure they know who should go to the line. They got it right. Nielsen's going to check back in here in a moment, but we'll go to the line here for two free throws, and then Crescent will get to keep possession on the intentional foul. Well, the first one is missed short there by Cole Thompson, so he doesn't take advantage here.
That was bad effort. That was almost an air ball.
Second one up, and that one's also short. He misses them both. But Crescent will get to keep possession.
And I'm thinking that was a good... Crescent was happy to have him at the free throw line.
It's been a very quiet second half here for the Panthers so far. Only scored 7 points here in the second half. The lob will be sent in here. And Thompson will bring it up. 5:44 left to go in the game. The lob across, they tried to run a play, and it hit the rim. They were looking to lob it to Nielsen. He had some room on the back door, but it was too strong of a pass. Now almost pulling away. Then it gets into the hands of Cole Crawford, and he's going to knock it out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball back underneath the hoop. Joe Walker, ready to inbound it here. Get some movement going. Nobody open yet. They'll lob it out high. Franken grabs it. Now back to Walker. They lob down low. Catch by Bredeisky, and he fouled. Great job on the lob that time by Walker. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Nielsen. That'll be his second. And Bredeisky is going to go to the line here for a couple of shots. And the first one's no good. Also, something to note here as well. That was the 16th foul here against the Panthers, so bonus from here on out for Atlantic.
Well, the way the score's sitting right now, you're kind of happier at 6. That way, not a lot of time gets away.
So the second free throw is good there by Bredeisky. And now here comes Creston back the other way. Going to pump fake, drive inside the lane, awkwardly missed that one, floating away by Crawford, the rebound to Hawkins. Again, there's another one of those off-balance shots in the lane. 47-33. Atlantic almost has it stolen. Walker able to save it on the floor, and we got a timeout call here by the Trojan bench. As soon as Walker grabbed it, he tried to throw it back away, but they're going to say that he had possession with a timeout call. So it could be a 30-second timeout called here by the Trojans, so we'll keep it right here. It's been a little bit precarious here these last few possessions. It's kind of wacky all over the floor.
Crescent stepped up to defense in the Atlantic Field, has got away with some lazy passes here and kind of worked a lot harder at this end of the floor than they need to. And a couple of them have had a tendency to pick that dribble up in an awkward place on the floor where you do not want to pick your dribble up.
So we'll see how the final 5:07 goes here. Trojans trying to hang on. They got a 47-33 advantage. Been looking good so far here in the second half. Franken has some trouble finding somebody. Now Hawkins comes to get it. He'll skip it all along. Pass across the bend. He had to go high to snag it. Bounce pass back outside to Franken. Skip back across. Now they'll bring it up top. And here's Walker. Walker guarded closely by Thompson out front. Kick across to Franken. Pump fake. Drive towards the baseline. Kick out. Podaisky. Across to Walker. Kick out. Ben. He'll try the three. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Wolf.
You know, Preston has a tendency to try to poke that away from around the backside. Normally, that's a foul called.
Wolf came down the floor and immediately missed a three at the top of the key. Quick shot, and Atlantic got the rebound, so they're going to slow things down again here. They're going to be comfortable picking as much time as they can. Now Walker loses it. Stolen by Wolf. Back the other way, the leaner and the floated it in off the glass and rolled home. Jay Wolf. He's got 9 points now at 47-35. 12-point margin up the floor. Left side it goes to Tristan Benn. Back now over to Franken. Across it goes to Walker. Walker over to Podaisky in the corner. Podaisky hanging on to it. Had it knocked out of his hands, and then say they hit him again and went out of bounds, so Preston gets the ball back.
Picked up his dribble in the corner. That's definitely not a play.
Preston's going to take a timeout, talk things over. They've got to gear up for the stretch run. 3:55 left, 47-35, Atlantic on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services in Brayden is the retail division of Agrium. Their staff is ready to assist you and customize your needs for seed, fertilizer, herbicides, and fungicides. Call Keith, Bruce, or Mike at 549-2473 in Brayden and see what number one can do for you. Partners Insurance at 6th and Walnut in Atlantic offers a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Paul Price or Ken Christensen with Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all your insurance needs. Cass County Recycling Center. Do you realize a large quantity of materials you throw away every day are recyclable? Items such as newspapers, corrugated cardboard, white and colored paper, junk mail, magazines, plastics, glass, and all metal. Visit the Cass County Recycling Center today.
And welcome back now here to Creston High School. We head to the final 3:55 in this one. Atlantic leading by 12, 47-35. Chris Parks along with Rod Christensen here for this Hawkeye 10 game here on KJAN. And Creston with the basketball out of the break. Phipps going to load up a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound Podaisky underneath. And he'll get it off now to Walker, who will control it and bring it up the floor. Walker settling in out top. Will drive right side and bring it back out. Now he's double teamed. Kicks it over to Hawkins. Hawkins backs into the block. And then they traveled again.
He did grab. We took a little hop there. That's right. Where it's back to the strength factor. He's not strong enough to bump into somebody. He'll get there, though.
Inbound here, and he'll walk it up the floor. Jay Wolf will have it. He'll go left side of the lane. Gets a foul called. The shot didn't go, but he'll have two shots on the way at the free throw line. It's going to be Garrett Franken picking up his third foul. 3:12 left on the clock. Preston with a chance here to cut it to 10 with a couple of free throws. First one up and good. Jay Wolf with the free throw has entered double digits in scoring now with 10 points. One more and that one's also good. So he's able to knock them both down. It's a 10-point game. 47-37. So Atlantic now not only needed to use some time, but make sure they get some points here to keep this lead they have here. It's knocked out of the hands of Garrett Franken as they threw it up to him, and that's a good call. And knocked out of his hands out of bounds, so they'll get it underneath again. Joe Walker looking for somebody. Had Hawkins in the corner, now decides to lob it to him back up top. And Hawkins hangs on to it. A couple of dribbles. Now he's double-teamed to kick across to Walker. Walker reach in and Phipps gets called for it. So Phipps will pick up the foul, and we'll go to the line here. 1-1 for the junior, Joe Walker.
Key stretch, got to make some of these free throws now.
Big shots on the way here. And they haven't been good at the line. There's another one. Missed that one, rattled out. It looked like it was going down, came back out on. Up the floor now, Wolf going to drive right side, gets a foul. Shot almost went down. Didn't go, though, and he'll have two more shots coming, and that's number four now here on Garrett Franken. Almost identical back-to-back positions here for Creston. So Jay Wolf back to the line. He just hit a pair a moment ago to cut the lead to 10, and now he's going to try to knock it underneath that. He does with the first one. 9-point game, 47-38. One more here for Jay Wolf. That one dances off no good. Didn't get that one to roll home. So it stays at 9. The lead here for the Trojans. Walker now with the basketball. We'll cross over, get it across the timeline. They come out to double-team him. He'll throw it over to Ben. Ben now hampered out front. They're just reaching everywhere. Going to get a call sometime. You got to think. And now Thompson finally gets hit with one. That'll be number 4 on Cole Thompson, and we'll go to the free throw line again.
Yeah, they are getting kind of handsy out there. They got to help the kids out with not letting it get too physical.
Creston's just going to try to extend this as much as they can. They're going to go for some free possessions if they can get a steal. Otherwise, keep sending Atlantic here to the line. Tristan Bend, the front end of the 1-1 is good. Big free throw there to get the Trojans maybe on track there from a strike. Got one more here. Up and good.
Two big free throws there.
Kristen Venn pushes the lead back out to 11, 49-38. Preston back the other way. We go back to that 1-3-1 look now with Hawkins out front trying to hamper those guards for the Panthers. They'll kick it in the right corner. And it's a three-pointer up and good. Popped home there by Cole Crawford. That's his first bucket of the game. So it's down to an 8-point game. Bounce pass over to Walker. They reach in on him. He throws it up ahead. It's knocked out of bounds. They can't save it. Knocked away there by Crawford. Vincent couldn't catch up to it. Goes out of bounds to Atlantic. Now we have a substitution here. McLean Haynes is going to come in. Cole Crawford. Nope. It's going to be Cole Thompson that checks out. I was going to say, don't kick the guy out. Just hit the three-pointer for you.
Yeah.
49-41 with 2:01 left to go. Atlantic will lob it in to Podaisky. Out high with it. He'll put it on the floor. Now he's double-teamed. Kicks it off to Walker. Walker gets trapped. They skip it across to Ben. Ben now with it. Trojan's just trying to play keep away here. And to Walker. Now to Hawkins. He lost it. A little bit too high for him, and he lost it. It's stolen away by Crawford. Back the other way. Here comes Creston. Chance to cut into the 8-point lead. Drive by Phipps. He'll stop. Kick it back outside. It's lost. Loose on the floor. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hawkins. Hawkins and Crawford both went diving for it. Hawkins had the last hand on it.
Longer arms.
Check in a substitution. Cole Thompson right back in there here with the Creston. Wolf will inbound it. He'll lob it in the backcourt here to Thompson. 49-41. Trojans on top. 1:26 left to go. Here's Phipps right side. The pump fake, the drive, the kick out. Now the pump fake. It looked like a travel there of a Crawford gets into the lane, pulls one up awkwardly, got it to go, and a foul call. Foul going to be whistled against Podaisky. That's his fourth, and that's big. It gets Creston now here within 6 points with a chance to make it 5 if he can knock down this free throw, and it's up and good.
Podaisky's the second Trojan with 4 fouls.
Coming down to the nitty-gritty here, inbounded here for Walker, and a little bit of full-court pressure put on now here. Walker picks up his dribble, needs some help. He throws it away. Stolen by Wolf. He'll drive baseline. Foul call against Walker, and the shot didn't go home. Luckily, it didn't because he had a good look at it, and now he'll go to the line to shoot two. Bad decision by Joe Walker to pick up the dribble deep in the backcourt, and nobody could get there to help him soon enough, and he just threw it away. And now we're going to have a timeout. Coach Jenkins wants to make sure his team knows exactly what's going on. We'll go ahead and keep it here in this break. It is a full timeout. Just 108 left, 49-44. It's a five-point game, but we've got two free throws coming up now here for Jay Wolf. And somehow, Creston's clawed their way back into this one.
They played really good defense. You know, we talked earlier that the officials got to start calling some of these fouls. They're reaching hard to do it, but Atlantic's making it easier. They're picking their dribble up in the corner. They're picking their dribble up in the corner of the half line. And Joey Walker just picked his dribble up there with nobody to help. I mean, you can't make it too easy for them. You got to keep the ball alive.
And the Trojans, yeah, definitely have been struggling with that here in this last couple of minutes here. And of course, Preston, they're not worried about fouling. They've just been coming out and playing as strong, tight defense as they can out front, because the worst you're going to do is send them to the line, and Atlantic hasn't been terrific overall at the free throw.
No, they haven't, but Coach Jenkins needs to get Hawkins and Franken down there to help Walker when he's bringing the ball up. They're just leaving him alone on an island.
We'll see what the strategy changes here after these free throws. It's Wolf at the line. You're out of the timeout. And it's going to be two shots now here for Jay Wolf. First one up on the way. No good. Gets the front of the rim, back of the iron, and out. He's missed two straight now. He hit three before that. Wolf now with one more free throw. And this one dances through. So now down to a four-point lead, 49-45. Inbound here to Walker. The pressure comes. He's able to dribble out of the pressure this time up the floor. And now he'll stop and throw it in the corner to Franken. Franken's going to try the three, and he hit it. Here is Franken with the triple, almost an ill-advised shot, but it's a big one, and it goes down to help the cause. Now Wolf in transition the other way. Missed one on the iron on the run, and the reach-in foul as Hawkins got the rebound. We'll walk to the other end for some free throws as Ryan Hawkins will have the one-and-one coming up.
Yep. Franken's shot was no. Oh, great shot.
It was exactly what it was.
Now, Garrett probably thought, you know, we're struggling hanging on to the ball here. Well, I'll just make a three and we'll get going.
30-second timeout taken now here by Creston before we head to the free throw line. And the three-pointer might be the one that wins it here for the Trojans. 52-45 now, the advantage here by seven when Creston had just cut the lead to four. Atlantic had been having trouble getting the ball up the floor. Joe Walker able to dribble through the pressure on his own that time, and wisely kicked it away as the trap was coming to him as soon as he could into the corner to Franken, and he was open, so he decided to pull the trigger on the three, and he has been good from the outside. I mean, that's his 4-3 in the game, so it's not like he hadn't hit any before that, but still, it kind of makes you hold your breath a little bit.
Yeah, it does. And Walker did a great job of dribbling the ball up the court. He used both hands with his head up to recognize Franken wide open there.
So now Ryan Hawkins with some big free throws here. Well, hopefully multiples. He's got the one and one here in the front end. Everybody going to stay back for the Trojans, and Hawkins does get it to roll home. It wasn't clean through the rim, but it got there. One more for Hawkins, and he hits that one too. Two big free throws by Ryan Hawkins. 54-45, 45 seconds to go. Creston now in desperation mode. Up the floor, Thompson, the running floater on the run. No good, short. Rebound comes out long. Thompson able to get it back. He'll kick it across. Here's a three-ball attempt. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out long. Thompson gets it back, goes in against pressure, misses it. Wolf's the rebound. The putback is no good from point blank. And Franken gets the rebound. And now they'll throw it up the floor here to Tristan Benn. 20 seconds to go. Benn curls around, down underneath, and he gets fouled. Thompson came across trying to reach at it. And that's going to be just about do it here as the Trojans are going to go on the road in a place that's historically been very tough for Atlantic to get a victory, and they're going to do it here tonight.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of times coming down here, some funny things happen when we're down here in Creston.
and Tristan Ben will head to the charity stripe. He's going to get two here. This is double bonus now. And that was five as well against Cole Thompson, so he headed out of the ballgame. They brought Quain Haynes back in. Tristan Ben knocked down the first free throw. Back to a 10-point lead with just 17 seconds to go. Second free throw on the way here from Ben, and he gets it to go. 11-point lead. Coach Jenkins going to take a quick timeout here before we ice this one up. We'll take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building, 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 800-996-7321. Atlantic Animal Health Center, where Dr. Keith Leonard and his staff want to be a part of the love you have for your pet. Give the Atlantic Animal Health Center a call today at 243-2121 or stop by 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic.
Back here out of the timeout, Kristen's going to run up the floor quickly. They get it right side over to Phipps. Phipps going to drive in, floats one off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Walker, and he's going to dribble it out, and that'll do it as he gets it up the floor. Kristen going to back off, and the Trojans go on the road and get a victory against the Kristen Panthers. Final score, Atlantic 56 and Kristen 45. Trojans get a little bit of a scare late as Preston rallied, but a big late three-pointer by the freshman Garrett Franken helps them get the win here, 56-45. One more break. Come back to wrap this up. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part